Frank Ling.
And I'm Charles Lee.
And you're listening to the Grok Science Show.
That's right. It's a weekly look at the world of science, technology, and their effects on our daily lives. Coming up on today's program,
Neil Barnard
will join us to discuss
the Power Foods Diet.
So stay tuned for all of this.
Plus the Grokatron 5000.
And our world famous question a week.
Coming right up.
Here.
On the Grok's
Science Show.
Science Show. Well, weight loss, it seems so hard sometimes, but is there a plan for doing it that makes it easy, and can power foods help? Well, joining us today to discuss this issue is Dr. Neil Barnard. Dr. Barnard is an adjunct professor of medicine at the George Washington University School of Medicine in Washington, D.C., and president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He has led numerous research studies investigating the effects of diet on diabetes, body weight, hormonal symptoms, and others, and he has authored more than 100 scientific publications and 20 books for both medical and lay readers. He has penned the new book, The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss, and joins us today to discuss this very fascinating topic for a general audience. Dr. Barnard, thank you so much for joining us again here on the Grok's Science Show.
Well, it's great to be with you again.
Well, it is, sure, a lot of people are interested in, but I'm curious why you decided to put this book together.
Weight, first of all, many people want to lose weight, and a number of people really need to because they're at high risk for diabetes or heart disease or have these conditions already. However, there are so many wrong turns. People will think, well, to lose weight, you've got to count calories, so I'll only eat 800 calories a day. But by Wednesday, you're starving, you're ready to eat the sofa, and you're not getting the result. Or sometimes people will go on diets where they are made to feel guilty if they eat carbohydrate. So they're avoiding fruit and pasta and potatoes and sweet potatoes and bread and so many things. And that doesn't seem sustainable either. What we're taking advantage of here is new research that shows that certain foods just cause weight loss on their own. What I mean is you build these foods into your routine and they'll tame your appetite. They'll boost your metabolism, or they act in other ways to cause what I'm going to call almost automatic weight loss. And each one alone has its own effect. But when you put them all together for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it is the easiest and I'm going to say the funnest way to approach this because the foods are delicious. Things like French toast or chili or pasta or all kinds of things. So that was the idea behind the Power Foods Diet, to make it easy for people to succeed at their health goals.
Are they better in certain combinations, or what's the approach?
Oh, great question. Back in 2015, we got some important clues on this. That was when Harvard University researchers did a study where they brought in more than 100,000 people, and they tracked the foods they ate, and they tracked their weight. And they found that quite a number of foods, if you eat more of them, people tend to lose weight over time. The more you eat of these, the more weight loss you have. And the number one food group of all, I can tell you all of them, but the number one was a surprising one because it's this humble kind of neglected food, the berry, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. And when we look at that, we thought, okay, why would that be? How could a blueberry be a weight loss food? Well, the purple color that's in them, it's not just there to look good. That purple color is what we call anthocyanins. And the anthocyanins, it's actually a range of colors from purple to dark blue, and even the reddish color in a strawberry is anthocyanins. So researchers in the United Kingdom in 2017 did an amazing follow-up where they brought in almost 3,000 identical twins. And they discovered through DEXA scanning, which is a kind of scanning where it shows you where your body fat is on your body, the twin ate the most anthocyanin-rich foods, had about 9% less abdominal fat compared to her identical sister. In other words, genes were removed from this. It had nothing to do with genetics because they have exactly the same genes. But one sister was thinner than the other, and the anthocyanin seemed to go along with it. So then the next question is, what the heck is this caused by? And what we believe is happening is a slight metabolic boost that comes from the anthocyanins. And there are a number of foods that will do that. Some of them are spices, cinnamon, ginger, even hot peppers have capsaicins that do this. But most of them are actually just foods themselves, different fruits and vegetables and simple things that, yes, everyone knows all of them. And you just build them into your routine and off you go.
The lifestyle, or is it really the foods that are doing it?
Well, great question. You have to control for these things because very often a person who eats healthfully will also be a person who exercises more, generally conscious about portion sizes and all these things. So you do your best to try to control for these things. And then we do randomized clinical trials where you actually just put these things to the test in people who haven't done them before. And there emerge really three things. One is that certain foods do tame your appetite a little bit. If you eat more of these foods, when you fill up and you say, okay, I've had enough, you measure how many calories people have eaten. There are some foods, take salmon, for example. You have some Atlantic salmon. People eat that, they think it's healthy, but to their surprise, when they register being full, they have consumed a lot of calories. And that's because Atlantic salmon is 40% fat. It's very fatty. Chinook salmon, even 50%. And so you're getting a huge amount of calories before you fill up. There are other foods like a potato, which people are afraid of because they think it's carbs. When you fill up on potatoes, typically people have not eaten a whole lot of calories. And they tend to do better with that. Unless, of course, they're smearing butter all over the potato, in which case you're undoing the benefit. And then there are certain foods that are trap calories in your digestive tract, so you can't absorb them. And there's some others that boost your metabolism. So use all of these effects. This was really discovered. I want to give the credit to Tufts University in Boston. It's one of the premier nutrition research universities in the world. And they did an amazing study. They brought in volunteers. They did the simplest thing. They asked one group of volunteers to eat white bread, white rice. The other group of volunteers, they said, have whole grain bread, have brown rice. The difference here is fiber. The brown rice, the whole grain bread have all the fiber, the white rice, white bread don't. And then they did something that our research team is not going to do, which is they collected everybody's stool samples. Yes, they really did. And they teased through them, and what they found was unabsorbed calories. And it turns out that the fiber in these foods, the fiber from the grain, goes down the digestive tract, and it acts like a sponge. And we've kind of known this for a while, with that the fiber will pull up other things. It'll pull up carcinogens and a number of things and escort them out of your body. But it does this with unabsorbed calories. And so the calories are going out of your body with the waste, and you flush calories down the toilet. And the amount is not huge. The subtraction is about 100 calories per day, but that's from the calorie trapping effect. The appetite taming effect is good for another 200 or 300 calories a day, and the metabolism boosting effect is good for about 200 calories a day. So you add it up, and the weight loss then just, it happens regardless of whether you exercise or do other things. If you remember back when you were 11 years old, you would eat food and then you would stop and then you would go play or do other things. But as time goes by, you might have noticed that you don't want to stop eating anymore. We no longer just stop eating because we're full. We only stop eating when our stomach sort of hurts a little bit, or we have different satiety cues that we start paying attention to. And there are certain foods that give you back the right appetite taming effect. And when you put that to work, then your cues are reestablished and you just stop eating when your body says, look, I got enough food. I don't need anymore. And that can happen very fast. You can do that with the first meal. For example, in this book, we have, say, breakfast of French toast, which you don't think of as a health food, but I'll make it with cinnamon, which has an appetite, which has a metabolism boosting effect. I'll top it with blueberry syrup, which does the same thing. And suddenly you've got a breakfast that's delicious, but it's a slimming breakfast. At lunch, I might have a veggie lentil soup or a mango dal if I want something a little more exotic. For dinner, if you haven't had pasta for a long time because you thought it was fattening, try my penne arrabbiata. Delicious, great, made with the power ingredients. For dessert, I have a carrot cake for you. I've got brownies. All of them are, we don't stuff them with butter and shortening so that they're naturally healthy, but we build in the power foods as well into each recipe.
do it in the right way, you can really lose weight.
Oh, my goodness sakes. I want people to see what this looks like in real life. So I share the stories in this book. One is a woman named Shawnee. She's a real person. She lives in Kansas City. And her weight problem started by the time she was 10 or 11. And when she reached 12, her mother said, "You have to come with me to weight control classes." And, you know, what is it like for a 12-year-old girl to be told to weigh her food and to track her calories? They don't know how to deal with it. And in her family, there was a lot of food and maybe not always the best foods. And eventually she was 100 pounds over the weight that she wanted to be. And she did low-calorie dieting, low-carbohydrate dieting. She was put on drugs by her doctor, well-meaning, but maybe not very well-informed. Eventually, she learned about the power foods approach. Put these foods to work. She's lost 100 pounds, not with dieting, but with using the power that food has.
If you eat them, you'll do well in terms of your weight and probably your health.
Everybody loves cinnamon on their toast or cinnamon on their oatmeal. And you're not thinking about the fact that cinnamon contains a compound, which is an aldehyde, which is natural to it. And it goes down your digestive tract and it triggers adrenaline release. Just very mild, not very much. And in research studies, people use a fair amount, maybe a teaspoon of cinnamon. And what they find is over about 16 weeks, people lose about 7.5 pounds just from that one intervention. I'm not saying that everyone has to do that. They may not like cinnamon on their toast. They may want to do something else. But once you know the power foods and you've got them on your shelf, you can use them as much as you wish to. But then there are certain things that are going to work against you. I already said a few bad things about salmon because people thought it was maybe healthier than it is. But there are others like coconut oil or palm oil, heavily marketed. They're in so many products, but they're loaded with calories and loaded with bad fats. So part of the goal is to bring in the things that love you back. But the other idea is to set aside the foods that aren't going to treat you very well.
Things that thought maybe not so much, but actually are very good for you.
Well, the whole idea that eating more foods can cause weight loss is a surprising thing. Because, I mean, let's face it, foods do have calories. And it's not as if by eating more of something that it's going to somehow have a calorie subtracting effect, is it? Well, that's what we are seeing. I'll give you a striking example. Back when I was a kid, the whole idea was an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Apples are healthy. But then the carbohydrate avoiding people started saying, no, don't eat apples and don't eat fruit because they have carbs in them. So people stopped eating. Many people have avoid fruit. Researchers put this to the test. They said, let's say, take apples. Are apples going to make you fat or are apples going to help you slim down? And to do this test, they said to people, I want you to eat apples every day. But not just one apple a day. They wanted you to eat 3 apples every single day. I mean, beyond the point where you think, oh, my goodness, can I do this? It was a research study. So I'm adding 3 apples to my diet every day. That's more food, more calories. Do people gain weight? No. Did they stay the same? No. They lose weight with this. Why? Because, well, first of all, apples have a lot of water in them, which has no calories. But the fiber goes down your digestive tract. It triggers the release of GLP-1. Which is the same thing that Wegovy or Ozempic are trying to mimic. So it turns off your appetite a little bit, and it gets your gut microbiome in better order because it's high in fiber. And so the net effect of adding apples to your diet is weight loss. Now, that's just one really simple example. You could say, I don't want apples, I want a pear. Works just the same. There are a number of foods that work really fine. Potato chips? No, that doesn't work. You know, because they're loaded with fat calories and they don't have the same benefit.
Do you find that there are barriers in the environment of getting this into their routine?
Well, I describe a good way to do it in the Power Foods Diet. When you open the book, what you'll see is, well, first of all, you'll see beautiful pictures. It's about as close to food porn as you can get in a health book. I mean, the pictures just make the food is beautiful. So people want to get started. And then we have tips for people who really don't cook and they use convenience foods or fast foods. That's fine. That could be maybe 30 or 40% of our audience. But then other people are interested in preparing food. So step one, if you're going to do this, it's really easy. Two steps. Step one takes 7 days. And if there's somebody who wants to do the diet with you, by all means, do it together. It's much more fun. But take a piece of paper and for 7 days, look at the power foods that I list and I describe. Look at the recipes or look at foods at restaurants that you may choose. I'll guide you to them. and just make a list of the ones you like. After a week, you're going to have a huge list. Try them out. Make sure you like them. Great. After 7 days, you are ready. Now, step two, 3 weeks, 21 days, use these foods. I want you to use these foods every day because I want you to see what will happen. At the end of 21 days, two things will have happened. Physically, your body is transforming and you will feel it. Your weight is coming down. If you have diabetes, your blood sugar is coming down. Your energy is better. Your digestion is better. But the second thing that happens is that your tastes are changing and you're starting to prefer these new tastes and you're getting rewarded for it. And that happens really fast. So step one, 7 days to get ready, 21 days to put it to the test. At the end of that period of time, you are going to be transformed and just you can take it from there.
Curious about the long term. Sometimes when one adopts a diet, you have great results to begin with. Does it continue on? Is it tough to maintain?
With a typical diet, it's typically not maintained. And that's because you're cutting calories so much that your hunger reaction kicks in. And so you just don't want to be hungry anymore. And people break the diet. And their metabolism is slowed by the diet. So weight regain is aggressive. With a drug like Wegovy, when people stop taking it, the weight comes back. I mean, it's really a serious issue. When people say avoid carbohydrate, and they then decide I'm sick of this, and then they start bringing their favorite foods back in, and the weight comes back. That's not what we're doing. We are making a qualitative shift to favor foods and making sure that they are delicious foods that you will want to keep. And our studies, we have had studies that go for 4 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years, longer than that. And the weight loss tends to be a one-way street. Now, don't get me wrong. If you decided, I don't want any of these healthy foods at all, I want to go back and just eat burgers and pork chops and things. I mean, you could regain weight if you wanted to, but people don't want to do that because they've learned a much better direction.
People interested in the book, learning more information, where can they go?
Well, thanks for asking. One thing is a little bit more important than that, and that is when you read the recipes or you read the concepts, I hope that people will share it with other people because so many people are struggling and they're hurting themselves and they're feeling ashamed if they don't succeed. And we need to undo all of that. And so my hope is that people will share what they learn with other people. And frankly, you can share your bowl of chili or you can share the triple berry sorbet or my carrot cake or my brownies. You'll read about them. Make extra. And if you're able to convince your kids to try them, then you might actually have the healthiest kids on the block.
We were talking with Dr. Neil Barnard. His new book, The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss. Dr. Barnard, thank you so much for joining us today on The Grok's Science Show.
Thank you.
And that's all for this week's edition of The Grok Science Show.
Make sure you tune in next week for more from the world of science and technology.
If you'd like to contact us here, you can email us at science@grok.net. For Grok Science, I'm Frank Ling.
And I'm Charles Lee. Make sure you also see us on the web at www.grok.net. Have a great afternoon and keep on grokking.